at 1-3, certainly you're anything but done. I mean, you're only two games out of first place. However, the rub here, Andy, is, and you lost to the Raiders, a game you think you should have won. You lost to the Giants, a team that's not very good, you think you should have beat. And you had a poor performance against the Dallas team that we thought was going to be gangbusters and hasn't been very good. That's the rub here. It's not like you've lost to the, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs. You've lost to some teams that you think you should beat, which means, A, schedule gets tougher. B, you're going to have to play significantly better to beat the teams ahead of you. And that's where I wonder, okay, are they capable of doing that? And with the offensive line the way it's beat up, I don't know. With the skill position guys not stepping up, and now, and I say that I can't blame those guys in particular, because I'll be honest, is it the offensive line's not giving Deshaun enough time to allow the skill position guys to do things? Is it on the skill position guys? Is it on the quarterback? All I know is it's not working offensively. And if you have the skill position talent, it has yet to show itself. And that's tough. That's real tough.
I mean, I'm still holding out hope that, you know, they can get healthy, they can get Njoku back, they can get Chubb back at some capacity. I don't know. Miles, I'm concerned about Miles' feet and his Achilles and all these injuries. There's a lot of work to be done for this team. They are, you know, but you get a win next week, you're 2-3. I'm not saying they're going to, but you get a win next week, you're 2-3, and everything changes. I mean, this is a gloomy, bad news Browns Therapy Monday. I get it. And a lot of people want to say some things about yesterday, and we're here to provide that platform to get it off your chest. But remember, I'm just saying, sometimes we get caught up into the moment, and maybe something crazy happens and things turn around. I do know that I think it's their advantage now that the whole AFC North schedule is still sitting there in front of them and that they can do some damage there. And if they do, they'll have an opportunity.
Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. I'm going to change this discussion a little bit because I think it's fairly simple. And that is...
Oh, no, we lost Bill.
Bill, you there?
Bill!
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, no, there you go. Yes. Now you're back.
All right, I'm sorry. But it's always about the teaching. You know, I don't care if you're in the first grade, high school, college. You can have a subject, and there will be one teacher that you just can't learn anything from. You know, it can be algebra or calculus.
Geometry, Bill.
You get a certain
the guy
teacher,
who's drunk all the time.
Not speaking from personal experience.
Right, and then you get a teacher and you understand it. I think we've seen it this year already. We've seen it in Darnold. We've seen it in Baker. We saw it last year in Goff. That for some reason their arm didn't change. They didn't lift more weights. They clicked with the teacher. And I think what's always bothered me a little bit about the Browns is the quarterback, for some reason, has never clicked, except for Flacco. And this is not going to work with. I guarantee you, this isn't going to work with this quarterback. I saw last night they were saying that Allen seems to be a different quarterback this year. He's realistic. He's making better decisions. He's not trying to do stupid stuff. Well, who was his coordinator last year?
And for part of it.
Yeah. And so my concern is, and again, I think we all have experienced it, and that is if you don't have a person that can explain it to you and connect it to you and motivate you, and we've also seen it in Baker especially. So that's the thing that I've really – I don't see the excitement on the team either. Nobody and if we get somebody, they usually play down, which means they really haven't bought into the system. And I think that Stefanski, who I think is a great guy, I think his days are numbered because I don't think he gets maximum out of his players. Like if Mahomes came here when he was a rookie, you think he'd be doing Mahomes stuff right now? The answer is no. No. And so I think Stefanski's days are numbered. Thanks, you guys.
All right, Bill.
If you were playing at home when the home version of Baskin and Phillips Bingo, there were two Baker Mayfields in that call.
I thought we've already had that one crossed off the list for the day.
Oh, he's up to six. Six.
At some point, one of these quarterbacks that we've talked about, do you think if he'd have come here, he would have played like this? Well, would have, because the player has the talent, and it would have worked with a coach. You know, the whole, if you had drafted Josh Allen, it wouldn't have worked here. Well, why not? Why not? If you'd have brought in Patrick Mahomes, why wouldn't it have worked here? Maybe you'd have had the right coach at the right time, and maybe it would have worked. I think it's...
Would we have had the patience with that coach? Would we have had the patience?
Well, maybe you wouldn't have had to. Maybe it would have just clicked. We don't know. We don't know the answers to that. Eric is in Williamsburg. Where are you, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Right here. Yeah, Williamsburg, Virginia.
Okay, nice. Good.
Been through there.
Nice.
All right, I got a fair amount of bullets here. I hope I can get through all of them. But,
okay, let's see how you do.
As far as Mahomes and Allen, like, one of my things is that we talk about Baker, there you go, bingo list, how many offensive coordinators he had when he was here. He had four here. I looked up online, he's had seven total in his career in 7 years. He's doing all right from what we see right now.
He's on his second one now in Tampa.
Yeah, and look at Deshaun. He's a whole new rebuild of an offense right now in an offseason that he didn't even get to play and practice with that. So I think that's a little bit of unfair advantage there. Moving on over to Stefanski and some of his stuff, you know, it looked like he was playing scared. Since when do we not go for a field goal and say, you know what, I don't think my defense is going to be able to stop them in the last minute? That was kind of janky. Jim Schwartz, so both these guys are coaches of the year last year. Everybody wants to throw them out the freaking window. But last year we were all awesome. Oh, my God, these guys are brilliant, right? Our defense is still ranked middle of the pack. But if you look at yesterday's game, how many times do we say, missed tackle, what the heck? Like, I'm talking to my fiance. She's become a new Browns fan, and she's like, what's going on here? We don't ever miss tackles. That's so true. I haven't seen that in this Schwartz defense in a long time. Amari Cooper, he's playing sad, dude. Ever since he was put on the trading block, dude's got a freaking tear in his left corner eye almost every game, and that's just so disappointing. The body language of this team.
That might have explained the drop. Blurry.
Yeah, droopy. I heard the announcers last night. They're like, oh, my God, Miles isn't in a game. Where's Miles Garrett? He's not in on this play. Well, yeah, dude's freaking, like, nursing bad feet and the calf injury. I'm glad he's only going out there for passing plays. But we can't even stop the run with Miles or without. That's a freaking lame thing right there. And one more piece to finish up with, besides our punter being the best player of the week, is I'm taking my steps. I know his first NFL game up in Washington. It's about 2 hours away from here.
Nice.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to expect for that. I got 50-yard line seats behind the Browns bench. And I just hope we show up, man, because we ain't been showing up. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Eric. Wow.
Eric had a lot of points. He said he got them all in.
He got Baker was one, and Schwartz, he got two.
Turning his fiance into a Browns fan. Taking the stepson up, that's fabulous, Eric.
I think they got married there, if that became, well, I don't know. Maybe
that's really nice.
Eric, congratulations.
Nice job. Yeah. And, boy, I hope they do better for you. Mike is in Mentor, home of the Cardinals.
Hi, Mike.
Mike.
What's going on, guys? You're going to have to excuse me for 30 seconds. FanDuel, 5,000, Browns under 6.5. Got it.
All right.
Wow. Sorry, but I'm not a pessimist. I'm just a realist. The way this team's looking, I'm surprised that they have them at 6.5, to be honest. They should probably be, it'll probably be down to 5.5 by the end of the week before they play Washington. Yeah. Not after they lose against them. you guys were saying last week, I called last Monday, and I think it was Jeff was saying, oh, guys, it's only three games. It's only three games. Well, now it's four games, and now we're 1-3.
And, Mike, I was asked yesterday by the boys sitting here that I was working with, Volnick was one of them, when are we allowed to quit saying it's only this many games? And I said, this week.
Exactly.
So there you go.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't encourage
him. I think that ship is sailed.
You're now 1-3. Now it's time to get it. Let's go. I mean.
Exactly. 1-3. And the only thing that we have going for us right now is that we haven't played a divisional game. That starts in 3 weeks against Cincinnati on the 20th. So we have from now until then to start moving. But I think that I mean, I hate to say this because he was so good last year, and I really liked him as our coach. But Stefanski does not have any fire underneath him. You see these other coaches on the sidelines, just getting their players up, and he's just there emotionless all the time. They show him on the sidelines, whether it's a good play, bad play, no emotion whatsoever. And then you hear him on the every Monday we'd listen to him. Oh, we got to get better. We're going to get better. Count how many times at 2:45 he says the word better today. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike. I know nothing makes up for a lack of talent or scheme or anything more than a screaming coach. That always works, Andy.
I don't have a problem with screaming coach.
Hey, we're not very good, but I'm screaming a lot, so I'm showing passion. That means we're going to be better. Come on.
I don't have a problem screaming.
I'm a pain in the butt. Let's go. That makes me a good coach.
You know, someone who has passion isn't bad, though. That doesn't bother me. If their
passion doesn't bother
means
me
they're
either.
Yell, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I also don't mind guys who are absolutely good coaches and don't show a lot of emotion. That Tom Landry sucked.
It was the hat.
That Mike Holmgren in Green Bay, he was awful.
Well, he wasn't very good in Cleveland.
Well, he didn't coach in Cleveland.
Yeah, because they asked him to coach, and they looked at me.
Larry's in Cleveland, Larry. Coach.
My guys, thank you on the show. I'm going to say three things right quick.
Go, Larry.
We see desire, man. I see him winning the next five games.
Yes.
I see him turning the point. You got to lose in order to win. I don't care. Man, you play the game. It's a process. Most of all, they should not get rid of Kareem Hunt. Number two, man, we ought to, man, just man, win no matter what. Because if you got to win any player you have, you got to believe in them. That's the problem. We got to stay in the process, and then they're going to win the game because I see the turning point in the L.A. game. Reason why? Because they got desire. Keep that chip on your shoulder. You can go anywhere. Let's go, Browns. I'm die-hard fans. I don't care what I say.
Yeah.
There you go, Larry.
Yeah. Super. Oh, wait, but wrong show.
Way
Sorry.
To be, Larry.
Sorry.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, I just added Kareem to the bingo board.
Well, how can you add it after somebody says it?
No, I had it on before. That's why I showed it to you. I had it on before, and I can verify that.
B-9. Chris, wait a minute. Let me put that on the board.
Nope. Chris Rose's brother, who I talked to during the show, he said, Kareem should be on your bingo board. That was at 12:51. It is now 12:54. Thank you, Bob. That's it. Kareem was in on the bingo board.
Does Chris's brother deserve a ding?
Is that a ding? I don't know if that's a ding. Is that a ding?
No. No, that does. Bob, thank you.
All right, for Rose.
I got a text from my buddy Don. Do I get a ding for that?
Depends. Did he say anything on the bingo board or give you any suggestions? Again, if you're listening along, just have a little bit of fun with us while people play here.
Hey, Don.
On a Browns Therapy Monday.
Don.
Vrabel, Flacco, Baker, 64 game, Texans, Deshaun Jackson, Schwartz, Jacoby Brissett, things learned in a science class, Mahomes, and Kareem, all on the bingo board, and I have one more space.
Can I get a ding for Don?
Why?
Would mean a lot to him.
Give him a ding.
Sure. Apparently this is something we're doing now.
Ding!
Why don't we sell them?